Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Thank you so much for joining us. We have a lot of holiday happenings in Western Mass to talk about a little bit on our program. And also, don't forget, Mark Auerbach, our Arts Beat reporter, is going to alert us a little bit later in the program to all sorts of holiday entertainment coming your way in the region. Music and theater and all that good stuff. Now, to ensure every child in the area gets a gift this holiday season, AIC Campus Police held a Stuff-A-Cruiser event. And members of the campus and local communities were encouraged to bring new and unwrapped toys, and they did, to the campus quad. And these donated toys will be delivered to the Boys and Girls Club Family Center in Springfield. So we want to thank AIC for this gesture toward the Christmas season. Well, one Christmas tradition that we love is getting everyone in the family a set of matching or non-matching holiday-themed pajamas as a gift to open on Christmas Eve and wear that night. And while it's a cute and cuddly tradition, it can also be expensive, especially if you have a large family. Not anymore, thanks to Five Below, where you can currently get holiday pajamas for just five smackers apiece. But you gotta hurry because they're flying right off the shelves. The Christmas pajamas at Five Below are all mix and match, so you can certainly get both a gingerbread shirt and pants, or you can get a snowman shirt and penguin pants, and who doesn't want penguin pants? And that could be more your speed. They're all $5, so there's no breaking the bank this year. Time out to say, let's hear it for the Palmer Firefighters. The Palmer Fire Department was requested to assist animal control officers with a cat that was stuck in a culvert on Gate Street, and the crews were able to safely remove Kitty without injury, and Milltown Animal Control is currently working on locating the owners. So well done, men, the wonderful Palmer Firefighters. Pioneer Valley Radio's thanks to the Chicopee Police Department as they look out for us with holiday scams this season. Now, some phone calls are asking people to update their billing information for Medicare. The caller's telling the party that their most recent bills will not be covered unless they update their personal info with the caller. Now, these scammers will address you by name in an attempt to gain your confidence, so if you get a call like this, don't tell them anything. Give them no information. Instead, call your provider directly and verify that there is a billing issue. And we're also finding out about scammers reaching out to people claiming to be from Amazon, and these callers are telling people that their most recent purchase could not be processed due to lack of funds. They will then instruct the caller to provide updated credit or debit card info, or even request payment in the form of Bitcoin. With the increase in cyber crimes and identity theft, it is always a good idea to check your credit report as well. Any unauthorized transactions should be reported to your bank right away, and a report should be made at the police department. Sounds of the holiday and patriotism will fill Springfield Symphony Hall Sunday, December 10. The 215th Army Band of the Massachusetts Army National Guard will perform a free concert at 2 p.m. The annual holiday concert, sponsored by Mercy Medical and presented by the Spirit of Springfield, will be free to all. Not a bad Christmas gift, eh? The 35-member musical ensemble will perform in small groups, including the Voices of Freedom, Big Band, Brass Band, Fife and Drum, and the official party, which will perform popular holiday selections. When this ends, the band will come together on stage to perform Sleigh Ride, The Wexford Carol, selections from Home Alone, Armed Forces Medley, and other patriotic selections. I was lucky enough to hear this concert, last year, and I absolutely recommend it. It's just wonderful music. And tickets for it are available at Pride Convenience Stores, One Financial Plaza, 1350 Main Street, Lobby Security Desk from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays, and at the Springfield Visitor Center at 1319 Main during regular business hours. Mayor Sarno and Lubavitcher Yeshiva Academy want to cordially invite you to the City of Springfield's annual menorah ceremony Thursday, December 7 at 3:15 p.m., followed by a Hanukkah reception at City Hall. Now, please note that due to the construction on Court Square, the menorah will be placed on Court Street across from the campanile, and next to our first church along Veterans Way. They invite you to join them at the menorah lighting and reception at City Hall. And if you want to, you can call Rabbi Chaim Kosofsky at 567-8665, 567-8665, 413 area. City of Springfield Public Works advising you that they will be suspending the collection of yard waste for the winter season Friday the 15th of December. Springfield residents can still bring their yard and leaf waste to the Bondi's Island drop-off during the winter season at no charge during their regular operating hours, Monday through Friday, 7:30 in the morning to 3:15 in the afternoon, and Saturday from 7 a.m. to noon. If you'd like additional info on collection days, you can call the city's 311 call center, 413-736-3111. Eversource showed off their new technology on Wednesday. You're going to love this, that can help restore power quicker when an outage strikes in Western Mass. It's an innovative piece of equipment that can come in handy, especially during severe weather conditions in the winter or even intense heat waves in the summer. Now, I'll tell you how that works right after Mark Auerbach's ArtsBeat report. Mark?
Barrington Stage has announced that La Cage aux Folles and Next to Normal, two landmark Tony Award-winning musicals, will be performed in the Berkshires next summer. La Cage aux Folles features Jerry Herman's music and lyrics. Next to Normal, which will be directed by Alan Paul, Barrington Stage's artistic director, is a co-production with Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, Maryland. Tickets will be available in March. For details, barringtonstageco.org. A Christmas Carol, Berkshire Theater Group's production, adapted and co-directed by Eric Hill with co-direction by David Adkins, is an intimate rendering of Dickens' classic, filled with a lot of heart. E. Gray Simons III is Scrooge this year, and many of the children in the productions are regulars in BTG Youth performances. It runs through December 23rd at the Unicorn Theater on the Berkshire Theater Group Stockbridge campus. For details, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Jolly Holiday, the Springfield Symphony's annual Holiday Pops, has been around for decades with many different titles along the way. But it's a holiday tradition here, and the Springfield Symphony brings its current version to Symphony Hall on December 9th in a family-friendly matinee. You're guaranteed a melange of seasonal songs performed by a large orchestra and many surprises. William Waldrop conducts, Michael Lynch and Elise Barber are soloists, and the Springfield Symphony Chorus, singers from the Extended Family Choir and the Springfield Conservatory of Music, join the orchestra. Pre-show activities begin at 2:30 with photo ops, holiday gift shopping, and more. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. Iodine, a new play written and directed by Michelle Joyner, based on a book by Haven Neal, will have a stage reading by the Great Barrington Public Theater at St. James Place on December 12th. Iodine is a psychological puzzle exploring the life of an unconventional college senior. For details, greatbarringtonpublictheater.org. Springfield may have its bright nights, but the Berkshires has Nightwood at the Mount, Edith Wharton's house in Lenox. Nightwood, an outdoor sound and light show, is beginning its fourth year through January 6th. It combines scenic elements, theatrical lighting, and a dramatic score to create eight unique scenes that evoke wonder and awaken the imagination. Advance reservations are required. For details, nightwoodlenox.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. When your power goes out, it could take crews hours, days, or even longer, as you so well know, to fix the problem, especially when that problem involves replacing a pole. However, a new technology from Eversource is making its way to Western Mass, and for the first time, it's promising to cut down repair time by half or even more. It's called Rapid Pole. It's a temporary solution that allows crews to restore power to consumers in a rapid manner by having a pole that's attached to a single-axle tactical trailer. It's capable of going 48 feet up in the air and carrying 3,000 pounds to hold deployed cables. The pole, which is battery-operated, then gets connected to a truck where it can feed power back into the system. It can allow power to be turned back on in just minutes. And it is temporary and is aimed at just getting you power back as quickly as possible as the crews wait for permanent poles to arrive on the scene. Great news for folks like me who hate power outages. Believe me, I do. All right, dear friends, thank you very much for being with us on our program today, and thanks to our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, as well. We look forward to being with you again as we keep you company during the wonderful holiday season, the most wonderful time of the year here in Western Mass. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.